My name is Keith Erica. I am the supervisor for the fraud department. To verify your account, may I please have your zip code?
278093.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Paulino Hernandez.
Thank you. And can you verify your address for me, please?
534 Ward Boulevard.
Hey, thank you for that information. On April 19th, you ordered the Focus watch and paid the charge of $597 for both products for our Focus watch.
Okay.
Those products were a 14-day trial. You didn't call to counsel within those 14 days, so you were billed on the 15th day for the full amount for that product.
Okay. So this was the charge for, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They had to pay something else other than that, or that's it?
No, sir. You only have to pay that one charge. You won't be charged for anything else.
Okay. All right.
Can you hold 1 second for me, sir?
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm sorry about the hold. Can you just hold 1 more second for me?
Okay.
Hey, sir, is there anything else I can assist you with today? That account has been counseled for you. You won't be receiving any more charges for this account.
Yes, please, if you can.
I'm sorry?
Yes, if you can.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me, sir?
What you think I can do that?
Your account is canceled for you, sir. You won't be receiving any more charges. That was a one-time payment only.
Oh, okay. That's it. So that's all I want to know about it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay. I didn't know what was the charge. This is what I called.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know what was the charge for. This
yes,
what
sir.
I called
it was, yes. It was for the Focus watch.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, ma'am. Bye.
Bye-bye.